Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Nathan Fox, that's Ben Olson. Together, we're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. We've got an email here from Jane. You want to jump on it?
Yeah, hi Ben and Nathan. I keep seeing the advice online to be careful not to drill too much or to do too many timed sections. Wow, that advice is common? To not drill too much? To avoid running out of study material. I was wondering if what you think about that. If someone is taking the time to learn from their wrong answers, is this something they need to worry about? Nope, not at all.
We have 100, roughly, practice tests.
Yep.
We have thousands of questions.
9,600 questions at least.
Most people do not do anything close to that before they start taking the official test. You don't need to worry about this even 1%. If you do end up doing all of them, then you can start over at the beginning and it's fine.
Yeah. And you might remember some, but I guarantee you there are going to be thousands that you don't remember. And even when you do remember, do you remember why that's correct? Do you understand why that's correct? That's all that matters. All that matters is that you understand what's being said and why that's what's the answer.
Yeah.
Okay. Jane continues. Thanks for everything. My diagnostic was a 155. After 1 month, wow, that's a great diagnostic. Yeah. After 1 month with the LSAT trainer book, I scored a 152. Now, after 1 month on the Demon, I'm up to a 163.
I don't know how the trainer got to be so popular, but it did.
I actually think I know.
Oh, let's hear it. Is it, well, SEO?
I have this theory. So back in the day, do you remember those? I can't remember the name of the forum, but there was a forum that was pretty popular for, it wasn't Reddit. So it was a forum for LSAT prep. And there were these, like, I kind of remember going on there and there were people who had, you know, thousands of like thanks or whatever it was that they used to do on forums. And I remember that the LSAT trainer guy got on there. And at first, when you start like selling something, everybody shuts you down as like, oh, you're trying to sell, you're trying to shrill or whatever. We're going to kick you out of here. But he persisted and did it in a tactful way. And I think he got like a lot of those like influencers, so to speak, on the forums to be like, oh, this is a great book. And people kind of jumped from that, from PowerScore to that.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying that he's a bad guy. I'm not saying that.
No,
he's not,
I mean, that's a like way to push your product. It's great, but we just don't agree with the product. That's
all. Well, I've had too many students say things like that, which is, yeah. I had a diagnostic of 155 and which is great. And then a month later I had a 152. Mm-hmm. You know, the LSAT trainer told me that I should start reading the question first on logical reasoning, and my score went down. Yeah, because that's dumb. I mean, I don't know. It's just bad advice. It's like makes it look harder than it actually is.
Yep. So, you know, some people find the trainer useful. That's great. I'm glad you do. We don't think that's going to be your best chance at succeeding. So Jane continues, I'm registered for the test in June. Yesterday, I switched my plan to Demon Live, so I'll see you in class.
Awesome, Jane. See you soon. I teach every Tuesday and Thursday night. Ben teaches every Monday night. We've got a whole team of teachers. We teach classes 7 days a week, live classes on Zoom 7 days a week. It's like joining a badass yoga studio where you can take classes all the time. Yep. And not everybody needs to do that. I personally do. I need to have that live support. Like, I won't do shit if I don't have something to register for. I've got to register and have be able to. It's so crazy. These online classes that I take now.
Yeah.
I go to the studio, too, actually. But the online version of the class, I log on. I literally say hi to the teacher and then I'm mute and my camera's off, but I do the entire damn class.
Yep.
And it's like, could I have just watched a recording of that on YouTube? Yes.
Something about it being real or something, maybe.
At this point, do I even probably need the YouTube? Like, I could, I know what kinds of things I want to do. Like, it's, yeah, it's just, it's like doing body weight exercises. Like, okay, I know what I pretty much, and you know, stretches and stuff. Like, yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm dumb. Like, could I do an hour of yoga? Yes, I could do an hour of yoga. Will I? Absolutely fucking not. No way. No. I'll do a couple stretches here and there. I'm not going to do a whole hour of, like, you know, routine or whatever. I have to, and I wouldn't hit play on YouTube either. I just wouldn't. It's not a thing that I would do. But I will show up to say hi and then follow along with the live class. Something about it. I don't know. Yeah. Also, our classes are, you know, yoga classes, it's kind of hard for it to be interactive, but our classes in the Demon are very interactive in lots of different ways. We have classes where we will cold call you.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to go to those ones if you don't want to. We have classes where it's mostly Q&A. We have classes where we will look at your diagrams for logic games. What else do we have? Oh, we have group drilling. I do that in my classes now for logical reasoning, where one of us, my TA, shares the, their screen, and then we all, like, look at the question together and think about it and kind of debate it and then find an answer together.
Yeah.
We've got lots of different classes, lots of different levels, lots of different ways of getting you engaged.
Yep.
And for someone like Jane, I mean, she went from 155 down to 152 with the trainer, and then quickly in 1 month of Demon Basic, it looks like, or maybe Premium, up to a 163. And now upgraded to live.
Yeah.
I am fairly confident that we're going to get Jane into the 170s. Ultimately, that's where it's at, right? Like, we ultimately are going to deliver LSAT points.
Yeah.
And I think have fun doing it, which is why we're going to deliver the LSAT points. So I'm very optimistic for Jane. And Jane, you don't need to worry about running out of questions. We got plenty of them, and you're going to be done with this process before you get anywhere close to running out of questions.
Yeah.
155 is an excellent, excellent starting score. If you start with 155, you should expect to get into the 170s within, I don't know, a few months, sometimes 6 weeks. Like, it's not that hard. We're going to show you how easy it is. We're going to show you how it makes perfect sense.
But even if it doesn't happen in 6 weeks, don't stress about it. Just keep moving forward.
Well, she's already crushing it. Like, she's already with 8 points improvement in a month. And now she's going to do a higher level of the Demon, which, we get her another 8 points and it's a home run. So awesome, Jane.
Cool.
Sorry for the commercial, guys. This show is not about making commercials for the Demon. But it is the best way to study for the LSAT.
Cool.
Email daily at lsatdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.